from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
We, the jury in the above entitled action, find that the defendant, Lonnie David Franklin Jr., guilty of the crime of first-degree murder of Deborah Jackson, a human being.
Retired city trash collector Lonnie Franklin Jr. was convicted by a jury in Los Angeles yesterday for a string of killings that spanned three decades. They came to be known as the Grim Sleeper Killings because of an apparent lull between the murders. 63-year-old Franklin was found guilty of killing nine women and a 15-year-old girl. An 11th victim survived to testify against Franklin. All the victims were African-American women. Prosecutors said they will seek the death penalty. Governor Jerry Brown is trying to get a proposition onto the November ballot that will make it easier for nonviolent felons to win parole. And yesterday, California's Supreme Court heard arguments to decide whether to block the potential ballot measure. From KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, Guy Marzorati reports.
The case was brought by the California District Attorneys Association. Its lawyer, Thomas Hiltak, told the court that the original measure was just focused on juvenile justice.
And that was then switched, bait and switched, gut and amend, hide the pee, whatever you want to call it. But that initiative proposes a result that's completely different than the original filing.
But justices seem hesitant to block the governor's initiative effort. After all, said Justice Goodwin Liu, a 2014 law is clear that changes can be made weeks after a ballot measure is submitted.
It's not that the legislature didn't think of all the things that you've said. They did think about it, and this is what they came up with.
Liu also noted that in other cases, the court has allowed ballot measures to go forward where the changes were even more substantial. A decision in the case is due within 90 days. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Okay. Here's a quick quiz. Of the five candidates vying to replace U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, three of them are Republicans. Can you name them? I'm betting no. As part of our California Counts election coverage, we're going to tell you why those Republicans are having a hard time getting attention, even from their own party. Here's Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk.
When Republican Duff Sundheim showed up at the Democratic Party's statewide convention in San Jose a few weeks ago, I was a little surprised to see him.
So here we are in the bastion of Democratic Party politics. What are you doing here?
Listening and learning and letting the people of California know that if I'm elected to the United States Senate, I'm not just going to listen to the people that voted for me. I'm going to listen to all the people of California.
Sundheim chaired the state Republican Party when voters recalled Democratic Governor Gray Davis and replaced him with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was chairman of the party for 4 years. I narrowed the registration gap between Republicans and Democrats to the narrowest it's been since the 1930s. I'm the chairman that actually won elections in this state.
Conservatives have a disparaging name for relatively moderate Republicans like Sundheim and Schwarzenegger. Rhinos, Republican in name only. But GOP consultant Hector Barajas calls that being flexible.
He's willing to take in other viewpoints and at the same time kind of compromise where it's needed.
Sundheim is running against another former GOP party chair, Tom DelBaccaro. Unlike Sundheim, DelBaccaro signed a pledge not to support higher taxes. He also opposes stricter gun control. Again, Hector Barajas.
Tom DelBaccaro seems to be a little bit more rigid. And at the same time, you know, a little bit more conservative in his viewpoints. And, you know, there's a way to do it. There's not a way. And it, for DelBaccaro, it seems a little bit more black and white.
The centerpiece of DelBaccaro's platform is a flat tax, one tax bracket for everyone, while eliminating loopholes and tax breaks for corporations and others. At a recent Republican candidates forum, DelBaccaro said it would stimulate economic growth.
John Kennedy cut taxes. Reagan cut taxes. Economics shouldn't be partisan. It should be about understanding how economics work.
On immigration, DelBaccaro and Sundheim also disagree. Sundheim favors legal status for undocumented immigrants who meet certain guidelines and possibly citizenship. DelBaccaro wants to shift the focus away from citizenship toward national security.
The Republicans in Congress need to stop pushing for a comprehensive bill that'll turn into a Christmas tree or more likely a Pandora's box. So they need to shelve the comprehensive reform plan. That's number one.
DelBaccaro would track down visitors who overstay their visas and make them leave the U.S. The wild card in the U.S. Senate race was a last-minute entry. Ron Unz, a tech entrepreneur best known for writing the ballot measure that banned bilingual education in California. He's for raising the minimum wage and has been for a long time. And at the state Republican Party convention last weekend, Unz admitted, somewhat gleefully, that he's hard to pigeonhole.
You know, I've sometimes been called a right-winger, sometimes a libertarian, sometimes even a liberal. And people can call me whatever they want, but I'm very clear on where I stand on each individual issue.
Except on climate change, where Unz wavers.
All these claims going back and forth in the media, this research group says absolutely true that climate change is correct. This other research group, funded by different organizations, says that no, there's no climate change, and I just don't know.
The biggest problem these candidates face may not be the two Democrats who are well ahead of them in all the polls. It's fellow Republicans, like voter Ed Sachs from Mission Viejo.
I would care more about the Senate race if I thought a Republican had a chance. But since I don't believe that to be the case, I don't want to say I don't care, but perhaps I don't care.
Del Beccaro, Sondheim, and Unz have less than a month to make voters care. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
And that's the California Report for Friday, May 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers were Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman, with additional engineering from Seal Muller. Tina Rubio and Natalie Emenijan directed the show. Our producers were Nina Thorson and Erica Kelly. The editing team included Scott Schaefer, Ted Goldberg, and Polly Stryker. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queen Akin. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.